views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome everyone to Angel Healing House Radio. You know, with the holiday season well underway, once again, we are immersed in the season of well wishes. And I would like to take this opportunity to thank everyone who has supported, helped, promoted, referred, recommended the show to others, sent me such wonderful messages on how Angel Healing House weekly radio show for the past 7 years has helped so many people and positively affected your lives. And to all of you, I'd like to read out a poem which I composed especially for this time of year. I keep a group of friends I know inscribed within my book, and especially at Christmas time, I take a joyous look. I smile again and realize that they're all a special part, not merely words upon a page, but stamped upon my heart. Each name's a cherished friend who crossed my path one time. Your presence means the world to me and makes my spirits climb. Each precious soul, a snapshot contained within my frame, for the portrait of my life is composed of each remembered name. Your friendship means the world to me, and I had to let you know. You tend the garden of my heart and cause the seeds of love to grow. And with this being the season of well wishes, this prompted my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, to entitle today's show, I Wish You Well, No Matter What. You know, everyone, my husband Pete and I are so very blessed to receive well wishes from both family and friends, near and far. Now, similar to years past, the season of joy to the world and peace to all, well, it opens doors for people to be just that little more cordial and kind and express good tidings to one another. Now, usually these well wishes are not dependent on finding out if somebody follows a similar belief system or whether one chooses to celebrate anything like a Christmas, a Hanukkah, a Kwanzaa, or for that matter, anything else. In most cases, the well wishes are given out freely. They're given out generously with no strings attached. I began to think about what it actually means to wish someone well. The wishing someone well could be translated to mean that you hope all their holiday plans run smoothly. You know, so many people have to make travel arrangements for themselves and their visitors coming from out of town at one of the busiest times of the year. We could wish them well, negotiating busy holiday plans, juggling and scheduling, socializing, preparing detailed menus. With the increased traffic during this time of year, one could literally wish someone well in order to be safe on the roads. And with the arrival of cold winter temperatures in most countries, it means that the well wishes could be a literal prayer for someone to remain well and in good health with the onset of snow and freezing temperatures. You know what? It could mean all of the above, or it simply could be expressed as a general wish for someone's wellness. You know, I surmise that I, like most people, do not set out to dissect what it is that we're actually wishing them well for. But I do know that I give these well wishes out freely to people, both family and friends, even strangers, mostly to people who are important to me, people who I love, cherish, and hold dear in my life. It was then that I began to wonder if the fundamental core of wishing someone well had to be dependent at all on whether one loved, one agreed with, or even liked another person or their actions. And while I held this quizzical thought in my heart, it reminded me of a perfect example which I manifested to myself to put my theory to the test. While browsing on Facebook, this was a few years ago, I was drawn to a photo and a comment that a very close relative had posted on his page. With him being on Facebook, his posts appeared on my news feed. Underneath the photo, one of his friends posted a random comment that read, "Not on this topic, but congratulations on your sister's engagement." Well, staring in absolute disbelief, I could not fathom that his sister had become engaged the previous week and she had not called to tell me. I had seen this young lady grow up. I'd been so much a part of her life when she was a child and also as a young adult. Searching on the internet, I discovered that she was engaged to a celebrity TV host. And not only had the newspapers carried the breaking news, but the happy couple had announced their engagement at a nationally televised awards show. Absolutely stunned. I wasn't sure how I felt about the newspapers and TV finding out about this engagement before I indirectly found out. As I sat with this fog of disbelief swirling all around me, I felt the posse of angels put their wings around me, and I heard their combined voice break through the dense fog of my shock as they whispered in my ear, "Go ahead, wish her well." Smiling, I allowed the angels' words to settle upon my heart, as it was exactly what I have told others to do through my business, Angel Healing House, for the past 15 years. I've always held to the belief that each and every one of us is divine, as we are all inextricably linked to God's source. And although we are divine at the very core of who we are very much human as well. and we do make choices that are based on our free will. Although many of the choices that a person makes are often made through things like unresolved anger, sadness, bitterness, regret, and resentment, it really does not negate the fact that underneath all of our choices, we still remain divine. I've also held a long-standing belief that what a person does and how they react to us, well, it truly has nothing to do with us and everything to do with their own perspective and their own perception. Now, having this belief in theory and putting it into practice, well, they are two very different things. Seeing it from a higher perspective, I immediately started to see her engagement as a wonderful blessing, regardless of how the news came to me. Now, having just celebrated my own anniversary, I remembered my own engagement to my cherished husband, Pete, and how I was floating on cloud nine when he asked to marry me. With this energy of just love in my heart, tears filled my eyes as I recalled watching this beautiful, gifted young woman grow up, and how I always wished her health and that she should come to know joy, peace, love, and be blessed with the fulfillment of her dreams. And also, I wished her to find a special someone to share her life with. You know, everyone, with the realization that my prayers and my longings for her had actually come true, well, my heart was bursting with happiness for her. It was bursting with happiness for her, no matter how I found out about her engagement. It was then that I composed this letter to her. I wrote, "I was overjoyed to read about your engagement and see the joy and excitement in your beaming face in the many newspaper articles. Pete and I want to congratulate both of you and wish you a life of togetherness and wonderful times ahead. My hope for you is, may God bless you with infinite joy and blessings on your engagement. May you always remain under God's umbrella of pure love, warmth, and care as you travel along life's journey together in all kinds of weather. May your union be blessed with peace, laughter, understanding, and compassion. And above all, may you always be loyal, kind, and best friends to one another." And it was in that letter, dear listeners, that I came to the realization that I wished her well, no matter what. The Posse of Angels are reminding each and every one of us that the holiday season is truly no different than any other day throughout the year, as we do all have the free will and the free choice to either create a time of great joy, freely giving our well wishes, or we can choose to put restrictions and conditions on who we choose to bestow the energy of well-wishing. You know, we all do have that free will, and at the end of the day, we get to choose. They are saying that in today's show, they would like to share with us ways in which we can make not only this holiday season, but each and every day of our lives one in which we freely, openly, and lovingly give our well wishes to everyone. Now, the first question that the Posse of Angels wish to address, and they're asking us, why would we not wish someone well? And as a matter of fact, you can do this as an exercise now. Think back to somebody who causes you to be reactive or causes you to be triggered. You know, maybe it is a parent. Maybe it is your ex. Maybe it's your annoying or irritating next door neighbor. Think about them and think, why am I not wishing somebody well? You know, I've heard from many clients throughout the years, as an intuitive counselor, that say they just cannot forgive certain people in their lives. They not only can't wish them well, but many times they wish them such horrible things. Well, the first thing that the Posse of Angels is saying is that they're asking us to see another person from a higher perspective, as we are all one huge collective. And at the core of who we are all love, as we come from the most loving source of all. You know, not wishing somebody well actually goes against the core of who we are, our divine, eternal natures. And at our divine core, we know it in our very deepest fiber that we are that other person, for we are all one. Remember that in most cases, it's the person's programming, it's their belief system that they choose to keep perpetuating and often stops us from wishing them well. It also helps to remember that what a person says or does not do has all to do with their free will and their beliefs, and very little to do with us. Now, in this situation, the Posse of Angels wants us to turn the tables and ask yourself, if you can't forgive that other person, if you would like another person not to wish you well because of your beliefs. Well, in the majority of cases, the answer is, of course not. I'm allowed to have my beliefs. Well, so are they, no matter what their beliefs and programming are. In my experience, not wishing someone well is almost always riding on some previous situation in which we did not like or agree with another person or what they've done, what they said, or how they treated us. Now, on this point, the Posse of Angels wishes to point out that the way someone treats us comes from a reflection of not us, but what's inside of that person. If we are treated with judgment, then the person is often insecure over unresolved hurt and blame within. If they treat us with dominance and control, there is unresolved pain of lashing out as they were controlled. And there's a great deal of insecurity within that person. If a person treats us with honor and respect, no matter what our views, the person has resolved all their issues within that might have made them reactive, and they just come from a place of peace, acceptance, and love. Now, there's another point that the Posse of Angels are bringing up. Now, another point to consider when wishing someone well is, where are we choosing to put our focus, our attention, and energies on by holding back our well wishes? They're showing me very sad faces. Isn't that cute? This is because it is our heart's natural desire to be in harmony, to be loving, and inclusive. When we wish someone well, from a physical point of view, everyone, it actually sets off an electromagnetic frequency that attunes and lifts all other energies to harmonize and attune to the frequency of love. The question is not what did the person do to stop you from wishing them well, but how much do you want peace and harmony for yourself, not only for yourself, but for all other people in the world. This is true mastery over circumstance. And I guess that is what is meant by the saying, love thy enemies. And it could very easily, you could very easily add, love thy enemies and wish them well, no matter what. Although each day of the year is truly just as blessed and wonderful as a holiday season, this time of year really concentrates our thoughts and our feelings on goodwill to all, and a time to let, as the saying goes, bygones be bygones. This time of year has us truly looking into our hearts to forgive, to reach out. When, you know, at other times of the year, we may not have been so benevolent and generous and kind. To really bring more peace into our lives, we can take some time this holiday season to look back and ask ourselves, have I wished everyone well that I know? And if I still haven't, let me bring that dissonant energy back into the light of God so that I go into 2019 with the brightest, lightest, and the most freeing energy for me to be open and fully surrendered in order to receive. Some good questions to ask yourself around a situation of whether to wish someone well might be, how can I bring more love into this relationship, into this situation, and create something so much better? Or how can I honor myself and come from my divine inherent nature, regardless of anything external or any situation? After all, the Posse of Angels are saying that the thing that we can depend on is, number one, things always change. And number two, that our divine, eternal nature of wholeness, compassion, unconditional love and forgiveness, well, that never changes. The more we wish others well, no matter what, the more we are embracing the shift in consciousness on our beloved planet Earth. Regardless of any situation, we can choose to come from a place of pure intentions of love, connectedness, abundance, and peace. You know, those who have truly achieved divine wisdom, well, they don't have any fear as they allowing the choices of others to dictate whether they are loving, whether they're kind, whether they're cordial. In this way, they practice self-governance, and they're always in alignment with their spiritual truth and not acting as a result of the whims of anyone or anything externally. There is no fear of lawlessness or violence in those who are self-realized, and they practice self-governance, and they are always in alignment with their spiritual truth. You know, everyone, in many ways, by wishing someone well, especially if we have felt wronged and slighted by them, by wishing somebody well, it is a great blessing indeed. By embracing this higher wisdom, we are unconditionally holding love for ourselves, the other person, and the entire world, because what we do has that indirect effect on all other energies. May this story be a reminder that although we choose to see and perceive the world through very different eyes, underneath our choices, we are all divine from the same divine source. My holiday wish, and the holiday wish from my beautiful angelic family, the Posse of Angels, is the same wish that I wish for everyone on all other days of the year. May we take our focus off of our often controlling and limited visual sight and finally able to ascend to where we begin to see each other through our connected hearts and solely through the eyes of love and forgiveness. Now, only in this way will peace and unconditional love finally reign on our beloved planet Earth, and we will live in acceptance, harmony, and unity. So, God bless you. God bless your family and friends, and I wish you well, no matter what. You have been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. Do remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And just a reminder that with it being the holiday season, if you are looking for gifts for spiritually minded people on your gift-giving list, there are many, many books on the Angel Healing House website, including a beautiful guided angel meditation CD. This one, I don't know if you can see this one. It's a guided angel meditation CD called Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now. This takes listeners on a guided angel journey that connects them with the angels, and it's a set of exercises that provide such beautiful music and sound effects and relaxation and stress relief, but it also connects you with exercises to help release things like worry and stress and control over relationships, money issues, health issues, self-worth issues. I had one client who said that every time she listened to this CD, her Labrador Golden Retriever or Labrador, her dog Ginger, used to come into the room and sit for the 22 minutes of the meditation CD. And when it was over, the dog would leave. So even the dogs are getting so much stress relief and relaxation from this beautiful CD. Please do go on my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com, to look at those wonderful, wonderful gifts for your spiritually minded people on your holiday gift giving list. We are going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll be taking some of your calls for those free angel readings. Speak to you soon.
Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Hello, everyone. You're back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. Thank you so much for joining me. And we've been talking, speaking about the topic topic entitled, I Wish You Well, No Matter What. And just before we get to those callers, I'd like to remind everyone of the rather difficult past 5-6 months that we have endured as a collective consciousness. You might not have known that Neptune was in retrograde for 5 months. Neptune clouded us and took away our intuition. It took a lot of our intuitive, instinctual feelings away, so that we were in a way blinded, and we felt like we were in the dark, and we really couldn't make decisions easily, and we weren't clear about things. Then came the Venus retrograde, which had us struggling through relationship issues and bringing up those relationships that still needed to be healed, especially relationships with ourselves. And now we are in Mercury retrograde, which goes forward on December the 6th. But please do remember that it takes about 10 days for 10 days, 2 weeks for Mercury to get out of its shadow. So it may be still having the planet of communication, which was in retrograde, may still be having an effect on our lives. Let's go to our callers. Our first caller, we have Lisa from Louisiana. Lisa, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff and Angel Healing House Radio. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for taking my call, Candy.
You're very, very welcome. How is everything in your life?
It's going really well. It's going really well. I'd love to hear from the posse of angels what would be helpful for me to hear. That's why I was calling.
Perfect. In any particular area?
Definitely love and work and finances.
Okay.
Those areas.
Okay. The first one you said was love. And while I'm shuffling the cards, the posse of angels are saying they're taking their hats off to you and they're bowing. And they're saying, you have not had an easy road with love. And they're showing an overview of the past 2, 3, 4, 5 years, and they're even going before that. They're saying that you have learned very important lessons, very, very important lessons from each one of the relationships that you co-created to be in, as they brought up a lot of triggers, they brought up reactive behaviors. And with each one, you incrementally released those triggers and brought more divine alignment around those lessons in self-worth, in love, in acceptance, in harmony, in forgiveness, particularly in forgiveness for somebody. Mm-hmm. For somebody who may have been, 180 degrees opposite from who you were, but instead of holding that resentment and that bitterness and that that anger, you've learned to see that other person through the eyes of love, and you've learned to bring that into unconditional love, only unconditional love and forgiveness. And that's why they're tipping their hats to you.
Wow.
Wow.
That's beautiful. Thank you. Wow.
Wow. I mean, they're saying that you don't give yourself enough credit for when you really do think back about the relationships that you have been through, how much you have learned, how much it has changed. Well, it hasn't changed you as much as it's brought more and more forth your divine eternal nature, which was hidden. They're saying particularly it was hidden under shame. That's the word they're using. It was hidden under that illusion, that self-perpetuation of being shameful about who you are. And that's why you compromised and you settled for so much less than you so richly deserved. But they're saying now, as we step forth into 2019, you have brought so much of those lessons into divine alignment that when you now do draw a cherished, beloved partner to yourself, they will have the same resonance as you do.
Mm. Okay. Yes to that.
Yes to that. Do you resonate with that?
It does. Yes, I do. I do.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're saying, give yourself lots of credit, lots of credit. They're also saying on the work front, this is cute. They're saying, hold on to your keister because, you know, you have, they're saying that you've been a good steward of co-creating and carrying forth what spirit asked you to do. You know, you didn't grumble and you didn't say, oh, I'm not going to do that, or, oh, I'm not going to move, or I'm not going to, you know, that doesn't make any sense. You just stepped up and that's the words that you're using. You've been a good steward of carrying forth what spirit has asked you to do for your soul's growth. And they're like, they're showing me a checklist and they're like ticking off. One thing is location. The next thing they're ticking off is relationships. And the next thing they're ticking off, particularly in work and business or whatever in that career, they're saying that you have so many, and they're using the word irons in the fire.
Mm-hmm.
They're using the words irons in the fire, and they're showing me different, like little Bunsen burners that have been lit. And they're saying, going into 2019, they're saying, hang on to your keister, because in a lot of those areas, things will start to not only percolate, but they're going to bring you the physical, tangible forms of the connections and opportunities to get those endeavors, to get those things really moving. Things that we may not have even thought that would ever get off the ground. So
awesome.
Yeah, they're saying, and it's only because you believed in yourself. It's only because you put your focus on that which you knew spirit was asking you to do, whether that was move. They're showing me long distance. They're showing me to move away from damaging relationships or move closer to your divine eternal nature. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Lisa in Louisiana.
Thank you. Thank you to you and the posse of angels.
Oh, isn't this sweet? Okay, let's go here. The first card that's coming out for you is the Three of Pentacles. Now, the Three of Pentacles is the card of being recognized, financially remunerated, promoted, supported for your skills and talents. And they said that they're saying that they're showing me the spider web. I don't know if you can see up in that corner, but there's a spider web there, and spider is about weaving our dreams. And they're saying, because you've done such a great job weaving your dreams all this year, you didn't let anything stop you. You were like the little who's the little Energizer bunny, because you would be knocked down and then you'd get up and shake yourself off and then just keep going. And they're saying now you're going to be recognized and remunerated for all of your hard efforts. The next one that comes out for you is another Pentacles card, which is the Six of Pentacles. Now, this is the giving and the receiving card. Because you've given so much of yourself over to your dreams, your wishes, your intentions, and you've done it with love, you've done it with unconditional love and forgiveness, what is going to come to you is people are going to give to you. that they are going to give to you in ways that are going to be so convoluted, and they're going to be so out of the blue, and you are just going to be amazed at how you're going to be given to in 2019. And the next card that comes up for you is the Empress. The Empress is that card of grounding, of really grounding your wishes and your dreams into physical reality. So they're saying you don't have to really push. You don't have to try to control any things now. Everything, they're saying, is in the works, and just nurture yourself, really nurture yourself. Go out in nature, they're saying water is going to be really important to you. Greenery, go on hikes, bathe yourself in the sea. They're saying all of these things are going to be wonderful, because you're actually, it's like you're a hallowed temple now, opening yourself to receive the fulfillment of your prayers. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Lisa.
Yes, thank you. Beautiful.
Wow, what a reading. And keep us posted as to what comes in. So thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Have the best day.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Isn't that a beautiful reading? And when that Empress card came out, I heard also from the Posse of Angels that each and every one of us that has really attended, focused all of our attentions on our wishes, our dreams, our, all those desires that we hold deep within our heart, even though nothing happened and we still had faith and belief that they were going to happen, they are going to start grounding and showing up in very tangible forms. Let's go to our next caller. We have Ashley in Virginia. Ashley, you're on the line with Claire Candy Huff and Angel Healing House Radio. How are you today?
Hi, Candy. How are you?
I'm very, very well. What's happening in your world?
Well, I was just thinking the last couple months I've felt, very, very raw. And I felt like I've been called to do a lot of emotional work. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to make sure that that I'm hearing them correctly and doing what I need to do in that area. Because, sometimes it feels like I'm just kind of rolling around. And there have also been several creative projects that they have asked me to do that I've kind of put on hold the last couple months because of this emotional work. So I just wanted to get some insight on that.
Well, they're saying that this emotional work that that they've had you do was your priority over this time. Mm. And as I said, with Neptune being in retrograde for 5 months, it had us in a very foggy place, as we couldn't access our intuitive natures. We couldn't access our instincts. We couldn't see the signs and messages so clearly. So it really, really had us at a disadvantage emotionally. And then on top of it came the Venus retrograde, which was all about our relationships and healing all of those relationships. Now, they're saying, okay, this is interesting. They're saying that you learned many lessons from your relationships previously to this year, or really previously to in the first half of 2018. And now this has been your opportunity to really put them to the test.
It's okay.
They're saying that it's nothing more that you had to be to bring into divine alignment. You'd already brought into alignment, connecting with your divine eternal nature, as far as unconditional love, seeing somebody through the eyes of God, forgiveness, all of these things were brought into harmony. But this was your time of going, oh, I'm just getting shivers. This was your time of going back to spiritual school and seeing if really faced with some very difficult emotional emotional situations, whether you would still choose to still be in that place of not reacting, of not being angry, of not, because the resentment, the anger, the bitterness, all those harsh, the unforgiveness, all of those things had already been dealt with. So they're saying when you were shown or brought to face a different relationship, there was nothing of bitterness or resentment to pull from anymore. You'd already brought that all into alignment, but now it was a chance to really bring it into practice. And they said that that these relationships, it was very important for you to show up karmically for the other person. So it was and they're pointing to one relationship in particular. This is a love relationship, and because this other person had been there for you in either a previous incarnation or previous incarnations, this was your karmic turn to see if you would turn up for them and just be there for them. And they're saying, you're doing an extraordinary job. That's what they're saying.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I know it does. It's, they're saying, just knowing this, and after this call, if you could just keep replaying this, that everything is in alignment. I didn't pull from any triggers. I wasn't reactive. I may not have felt the best, but that's okay. But I turned up for this other person because of that karmic payback, and I've learned my lessons from this. So it's a wonderful. This has been a wonderful opportunity, Ashley, for your soul to grow. And and they're saying it's going to keep you in good stead if this relationship, they're saying if it continues, because the other person has free will and free choice, if it continues, this time of challenge and hardship and adversity will only strengthen your relationship with this person.
Thank you.
And it will strengthen your relationship with yourself. What this has made you, it's made you really proud. It's really made you proud of how you have shown up. And this is cute. They're saying you've shown up and you haven't lost your cookies.
No, I have not lost my cookies. It's shocking that I've kept all of my cookies.
Yes, exactly. You have managed to stay on that line or that line of that conscious, being conscious and enlightened enough to know that this is for your best good, the best good, best and highest good of that other person and everyone else concerned. So, yeah, they're just applauding what you have been through and how you've handled it. So let's go to the cards. Be interesting to see what comes out. Okay, one. Cutting the cards. And the first card that comes out for you is the Justice card. Okay, this is the card of truth. It's the card of living your truth. Most people don't live their truth because all they're doing is replaying hurts. They think they're being true to themselves, but their truth is their divine eternal nature of wholeness, of compassion, of forgiveness, of unconditional love, of harmony, of unity. that is our divine eternal nature, and the ego keeps storing what, you know, coming from a truth of, oh, that person hurt me, so I'll backstab them, or that person didn't turn up for me, so I won't meet with them, or I won't be kind to them, you know, all of those things. But the Justice card is all about living our truth. The next card that's coming out for you is the Three of Wands. And then they're also saying this time of, they're saying of attending relationships was really important for you as well, because by bringing all of this into divine alignment, it's going to help your projects that you spoke about. It's going to help with the energies of your projects moving forward, and you will see the tangible results. It's interesting that Lisa, the last caller, got the three, which is was the Three of Pentacles, and this is the your ships coming in. Years and years ago, maybe, you know, 5, 10, 20 years ago, one area of our life could have been miserable, and then we could have been shining in another area. But that's not the case anymore. As we ascend into the fourth and fifth dimension, dimensional energies, because all of the components of our lives must be in the highest element in order for those manifestations to come about in the fulfillment of our prayers. So they're saying, don't despair. You too have stepped up and done and been a good steward to what spirit has asked your soul to do in this incarnation. And you could not have been asked to do it for naught, for it not to go anywhere. So they're saying, again, hang on to your keister, because it's going to happen, and it's going to manifest in ways that you can't possibly imagine. And just keeping have that faith and belief that those ships are coming in. And then the next card that's coming out for you is the Wish card. Wow. So which is about dreams coming true. There's a little bee in this card at the bottom, which is the sweetness of our life. So tell everyone, what is your wish?
Oh, I would just love for 2019 to have a lot of positive movement in all directions. I know that's broad, but that's kind of how I'm feeling right now.
Yeah, I think you just voiced how everyone in the collective is feeling. Things moving forward, and things having a lighter, freer, more liberated energy. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Ashley.
Very helpful. Thank you, Candy.
Okay, lots of love. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's go to our next caller. We have Mandy. Mandy in Washington. You're speaking to Claire Candy Hoff on Angel Healing House Radio. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Candy. It's wonderful to speak with you.
Wonderful to hear your voice. What's happening in your world?
Well, I was wondering if your posse could give me some information on my love life and career. Okay. Now, I don't have a love life right now, but I would very much like to have a life partner or mate, and I definitely want to know what's going to go on with my career.
Okay, all right. They're saying that career-wise, they're saying that there have been, every time you've prayed, every time you've wished, every time you've put your focus and attention on your on what you love and what you're passionate about, you've created different energies underneath the surface. And there is so much that has gone on in 2018 that you don't know about. They're saying that you, along with Ashley, along with Lisa, are part of a collective that has not been able to move forward as yet, not with a Neptune retrograde, not with a Venus retrograde, and not with a Mercury retrograde, and we are going forward, whether we like it or not, we will be moving forward in our careers in 2019. So don't put so much emphasis on what is going to happen. Thank and bless for the posse of angels and God for, connecting all those dots, opportunities and connections for you to move forward. Now, they're saying, as far as your love life goes, they're saying the more that you put love on yourself, stop searching and trying to find love outside of yourself. Say, please show me signs. Please show me signs for a connected, beautiful, beloved partner. The more love you can give to yourself, the more you're nurturing, the more you're nourishing yourself, then that appears in your reality. So they're saying, don't put your emphasis on not having a love, because we are love at the very core of who we are. We are love, and that's a constant. So the more that we affirm that, then the more that there is always love in our lives. And they're saying it has to manifest in your reality one way or another. When we go to the cards, the first card that comes up for you is the World card. They're saying you've been in a cycle of completion, and now going into 2019, especially in your love area, there is going to be more choices, I guess, opening up for you to be able to move forward in love. Next card that's coming out for you is the beautiful Nine of Pentacles. This is the luxurious card. This is the card of abundance and feeling luxurious. And so that's the way they want you to feel in order to have that beautiful, luxuriant, abundant feeling of love going into 2019. And there's your knight in shining armor. There's the Knight of Pentacles, the dependable, the trustworthy, the hardworking knight out of all of those knights in the pack. So I'd say that there is a confirmation that this is coming, but they do want you to put your emphasis on nurturing and nourishing yourself. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Mandy.
It has, but I do have a question.
Yep.
I've been a little bit confused about whether I wanted to have a wife or a husband. And I was wondering if they had any impressions.
No, they said this has all to do with free will. They said they cannot answer that question.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to leave it there. Sending you lots of love.
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that just about wraps the show up for today. Thank you to all my callers. Thank you to everyone who listens in. Thank you so much for recommending and referring Angel Healing House Radio, which airs every week on Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Remember to go to the Angel Healing House website for all of those spiritually minded people on your gift giving list for my wonderful channel books and also the Guided Angel Meditation CD. And remember, everyone, go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love and angel blessings. And I look forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care, everyone. Bye.